This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Apathy. Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We are doing live radio and broadcasting into 117 cities and nationwide, as well as 53 countries. I want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one and the number two show within those networks. And folks, at any time if you'd like to call in, please do. We welcome it with open arms. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I want to say this for like the gazillionth time, okay? Because it was something that was given to us by John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. Let me say it for the 50th millionth time, okay? Okay. There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the republic, okay, into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other, a right and a left to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25, okay? John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said, "This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution." Okay? I just wanted to say that because I've said it so many times, and there's so many people that fail to take heed, pay careful attention to the words of our forefathers. There is no right, and there is no left. There is no Republican Party, and there's no Democratic Party that stands allied with the Constitution. Proof? Article 4, Section 4. Proof? Article 6, Section 2. Okay? Do yourself a favor and learn your foundation in your country as to what it is, not to what the CIA-controlled media that's attempting to divide a wedge between each other and drive each other concerning the concerted measures that John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, warned of. And furthermore, that all comes from the Christ, who said a house divided against itself will not stand. Now, I say all of that to say this, folks. Now listen, I just got to see if anybody's got ears to hear this. A conservative of the day, yesterday's liberals, said this. It's a picture of It's a Wonderful Life. And it's Bailey and it's his wife and his daughter on the picture at the end of the movie, right? And it says, every time a Democrat uses the word impeach, a new Trump voter is created. I want to add, by design. Anybody catching on to what this post? It's not what they think it means, but it shows you how the mind of the enemy and how they operate, friends. So the foolish ones that don't know their left hand from their right hand, they make and create a post like this that says every time a Democrat uses the word impeach, a new Trump voter is created. Exactly. So the bad guys are attacking the good guy, right? Like in pro wrestling. And the more the bad guy attacks the good guy, the more support's driven to the good guy because nobody likes the bad guy. Did you get that? Do you see the game that's being played here, America? I mean, how easily the sheep are led. I got to say this. Fools, oh my goodness. The people that you would think know better and should know better as to what's going on concerning the circus of politics going on, the clowns and the actors in the circus of politics, friends, they still haven't figured out the game. And you know what's going to happen when Donald's gone and they've been stripped of more of their God-given rights? Then they're going to look for the next one that the CIA controlled and the powers that be offer them up. And they're going to put up a good one and they're going to put up a bad one. They're going to put up a Republican and they're going to put up a Democrat. And then what's going to happen is they're going to get caught in the same game. And 25 years later, after their country's completely gone, and they have none of their rights any longer, then they're going to remember Bradley Dean from Sons of Liberty trying to tell you that the communists are playing their games and you're the pawn on the board. The best way to lead the opposition is to lead it ourselves, said Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary. Let me say it again. The communist tactic is the best way to lead the opposition is to lead it ourselves. For example, when you look at pro wrestling, did you know that the owners of WWE, did you know the net worth is $5.71 billion? Is there anybody out there listening to me right now that actually believes the good guy and the bad guy that are put up? I don't think there's anybody that pays for the tickets that goes inside to watch these actors wrestle on a mat, which they've rehearsed 100 times before people actually bought the tickets and came inside to watch the show. And a show it is. Is there anybody that believes that pro wrestling is actually factual? Because those that have been in pro wrestling will tell you it is all a facade. It is all an act. Just like that of none other than our former governor, friends, who said that politics and pro wrestling are identical. Politics, friends, and pro wrestling are identical. You want to know why government's getting rich? Because you're buying the ticket, and what you don't realize, friends, is you're being deceived every step of the way by those that are deceiving you, making the money in doing so. You want to fill the seats? Friends, keep promoting the fight. What do the news outlets do 24/7? They keep promoting the fight between the left and the right. Not, yes, I was talking about Jesse Ventura, our former governor, by the way. Sorry about that. But they keep driving what? Opposition and concerting measures, one against another, the left against the right, the left against the right. And if you look at sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see that, well, they're going to put up another bad guy to drive more support to Donald Trump. Mark my words. Will rabidly anti-gun nanny state Michael Bloomberg enter the presidential race? The anti-gun. Yes, everybody's going to vote for an anti-gunner. Are you kidding me, friends? I'm going to come right back to another topic, and then we are today going to get to Harriet Tubman, how she understood what only those who have been touched by God truly understand. Okay? We're going to come right back to sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. We just posted a brand new video this morning, Stolen Valor. And then what we did in parable, in comparison, is the church. There are many that claim to be Christians, but it's stolen valor. They're not the real deal. And folks, people really enjoy the video. So you're going to have to check them out. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube. Tell us what you think, okay? We have brand new ones going up every week and a half, and again, we have a brand new one up for you today. This morning, we actually put it up there for you. If you want to watch us live on video, you can do that. It is Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the right side of the page. You can watch us on YouTube. Got many friends over there on live chat. Appreciate every one of them. You can also jump over to Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach, our friend. And again, you can just tap into us and watch us live if you'd like to do so. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick before we get over to Harriet Tubman's story really quick, because this is great stuff. It truly is. But when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, we're giving you information that the CIA-controlled media means to omit. We have Health Ethics Committee. Yes, we're investigating Rep. Rashida Tlaib. Oh, my goodness. As long as you've got it, that's great stuff. I want to go back up here really quick. Just got some more information. You know how I brought up to you just the other day that Jim Jordan's the new hitman, guys? He's the guy that everybody's entertained by now because Trey Gowdy's taking a break. You know, the great American appeaser, along with Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, and others. Ted Cruz is now a part of that bunch. And they do nothing but talk big, but they never bring about indictments. There's never any justice, friends. And that's how you destroy a country. But this morning I posted There's a reoccurring theme with these politicians, America, and this actually came out of CNN. So consider the source. We already consider the source, okay? But the fact of the matter is that's all you have to do is pull the curtain back to actually see that what's being said here is that Jim Jordan is called into question about sexual misconduct by Ohio State Athletics Department's doctor. They put him up as the good guy, but then all of a sudden these scandals hit. And the reoccurring theme is it seems like these guys like Jim Jordan and Barney Franks and folks, the Bushes, the list goes on. It seems like there's some sort of pedophilia scandal going on around these guys. And this is another one, folks, that you need to understand that is probably without a shadow of a doubt. And I mean that. And I put the probably for probably about a thousandth of a decimal, friends, as to maybe, maybe not. But folks, there is definitely a reoccurring theme, but there's always some sort of pedophilia scandal around these guys, and Jim Jordan just happens to be in one too. So what I did is I said, you know, just for the record, there is a reoccurring theme with these politicians, Americans. Watch Conspiracy of Silence, and you will understand. So before, folks, people actually take the time to read the post, they see CNN, and they discredit it right away. Okay, that's fine that you do that, but that wasn't my point. My point is that Jim Jordan is caught up into a pedophilia scandal, and they're saying that he was told about the abuse that was going on, but did nothing about it. Does this sound a little familiar, Penn State? Does this sound a little familiar, Jerry Sandusky? Does this sound a little familiar to that of what took place over there in Nebraska concerning conspiracy of silence and how those orphans were taken to Washington, D.C. and sold off to extort men so that they might be controlled? Does this sound familiar, friends, what's happening here with Jim Jordan and maybe that which took place concerning the Department of Defense in the United States of America when there was an ICE investigation and over 5,000 members were busted downloading child pornography that were working in the Department of Defense in the United States of America under Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, is there any wonder maybe why as to Barack Hussein Obama actually appointed 225 homosexuals and lesbians and transgenders, and the list goes on. Is there any wonder why you have a Supreme Court judge now who never judged a case a day in her life that sits on the Supreme Court named Alina Kagan, who was appointed to queerify Harvard? Are you seeing a reoccurrence going on here, friends? Because I'm just trying to make people aware what's going on. Okay, we need to see Jim Jordan actually drop the hammer on the crimes and bring forth indictments and charges, because we have seen none of that from the great American appeasers, Jason Chaffetz, Daryl Issa, and Trey Gowdy. They do nothing but talk big, Ted Cruz, and the list goes on and on. This president has done the same thing. He talks big, but he does absolutely nothing. He does nothing more than slam corrupt politicians. And that is not justice, friends. That only fills the seats, and that's exactly what it's about. So, Mr. President, allowing criminal politicians to defy the Constitution does not make America great again. And I just want to lay this to your candor, and I'm going to continuously do this, folks, until the election cycle is all over with. But you're being lied to because they're putting the bad guys up against the good guy. They're driving more support to the good guy because they already know that you hate the bad guy. But what you don't understand is the one that's put up as the good guy is the one that's stripping you of your God-given rights. I can prove it. 1-866-582-9933. But I want you to consider this, friends. During the up-and-coming elections, what happened to the other 200 candidates that the media never told you about? To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit saith. You have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. What happened to the other 200 individuals, many of them, I'm sure, that are legitimate candidates that are running for the presidency of the United States of America? How come you haven't heard a peep about one of them outside of the ones that they delivered up to, America? Just asking. Going back to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, House Ethics Committee were investigating Rep. Rashida Tlaib. Oh, I feel better now. I mean, folks, this is like the fox guarding the chicken coop. You need to understand what they leave off, then you remove them and get some legitimate individual in there on some oversight committee that's actually going to do what he swore that he was going to do, upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. Okay? I want to give you one more before we jump over to our next topic, and that will be right after this next break. I want you to listen carefully, okay? I want you to listen carefully. I just highlighted Rashida Tlaib. She's under investigation. Well, who's investigating her? Okay? What will become of this investigation? Well, what will become of it is what becomes of any other investigation. Absolutely nothing. Because that's all they're doing is driving folks, what? TV watchers to their televisions. They're filling the seats by continuously promoting the fights that are designed like pro wrestlers. Okay? It called me crazy, friends, but the fact of the matter is I'm right and I know I'm right. The fact of the matter is, you're caught up in the rhetorical talk. You're caught up like the dog trying to chase his tail and he never catches it. Why? Because, as it says in the book of Isaiah 59, you know not the way of peace. Why? Because you leave off judgment. Judgment is the answer in which Americans are looking for. And if that's not the case, why was it the first thing our forefathers put at the very beginning, the preamble of the United States Constitution? We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice. It was the first thing they said. Well, because they knew what it took. They knew how they had to deal with a corrupt individual across the pond. What did they have to do? They had to fight. They had to enforce the law against the crimes to establish judgment so we could know peace and righteousness within our gates. And that's what is the preamble is stating to us today. Now, listen to this. Just highlighted Rashida Tlaib, didn't I? You talk about the problems that you're having with Ilhan Omar and Keith Ellison and Rashida Tlaib and Linda Sarsour and CARE, the CARE organization. A Muslim terror-tied organization that somehow now has the right to go around and attack anybody that doesn't agree with them, just like the gay agenda, just like the ACLU, just like the SPLC, which are all subversive groups, America. Listen carefully. Show me the law that justifies what they do. 1-866-582-9933. It's freedom of speech. How foolish you are. 1-866-582-9933. Well, the Supreme Court said so. Oh, really? What else have they reinvented concerning the wheel in the government that they're trying to create that looks like a global initiative, America? 1-866-582-9933. I'm still waiting for someone to get me and set me straight on the topics in which I'm talking about. You ready for this? And I hope you're sitting down. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Robert Spencer just wrote this. 100 senators, why do you have CARE within the United States of America? Why do you have Muslim infiltrators, terror-tied individuals, pushing an organization to silence America's free speech? Well, this may help you understand. Over 100 senators and representatives in the United States sent letters of support to designated Islamic terror group CARE. Did you hear what I said? I said over 100 senators and representatives have sent letters of support to designated Islamic terror groups. Why? Because they already sold their soul, and now they want to sell their country off along with them. Luke 22:48. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Republicans continue to question fired U.S.-Ukraine ambassador Maria Yovanovitch, Republican senator from Utah Chris Stewart asks the former ambassador,
"Do you have any information regarding the President of the United States accepting any bribes?"
"No."
"Do you have any information regarding any criminal activity that the President of the United States has been involved with at all?"
"No."
Two people were left dead and two remain hospitalized after a gunman opened fire at Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, California. Dr. D.W. Donovan at Providence Holy Cross Medical Center in Mission Hills gives an update on one of the patients that is in critical condition.
"Her wound was cleaned out. She's currently recovering. And hopefully should be discharged in the next day or two."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow. Sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. During our fall savings event, enjoy up to $600 off Tempur-Pedic adjustable mattress sets. Find a retailer today at Tempur-Pedic.com.
An official message from Medicare.
"It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans."
"Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have."
"Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder."
"The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs
and got extra benefits."
"Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better."
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
"What do you know? Comparing plans really pays."
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Do consider supporting the ministry, folks. This has been the busiest year ever, and it's been good, and we are out there. We're getting involved in with what's going on here in our backyard as well. We see that there's a large swell at a grassroots level of people that are fed up with what's going on in the state of Minnesota, while Keith Ellison, the Marxist, the criminal himself, is going around trying to create criminals out of law abiders in means of handing off to invaders and to those that mean to conquer this country. And of course, the media is complicit here in the state of Minnesota, so we're going to stay on that. But folks, there's literally hundreds of people that we know of that are a part of this groundswell, and there's also, I'm sure, discontented millions in the state of Minnesota as to what's going on. And what we're finding now, just as a side note, Keith Ellison and CARE, Jelani Hussein in the state of Minnesota, they're trying to set up these hate group panels, and because when people find out that they're going to have them, there's so much protest that they're shutting them down, and then the papers report that they need security. Again, they have to put themselves in the victim position. And now what they're doing, friends, is they put a post out there that they're going to have a hate crimes meeting at, like, for example, the last one was at the library at the university, and then one was at the high school. They keep changing changing them around. This is the attorney general in the state of Minnesota. They keep switching them around because they don't want people showing up in protest. See, the problem they're having, friends, is they don't have people there supporting care. They don't have people in the state of Minnesota supporting that Keith Ellison and Tim Walz, the governor of the state, hand over their state to a bunch of people from the Middle East. Interestingly enough, I met with this group yesterday, and one of the guys that was there, we were in a restaurant, and a guy said, "Hey, so-and-so, can I talk to you for a minute?" And he brought him over there, and he just happens to be a bus driver in the school district where they're moving the Somalis into the state of Minnesota. And he said that we're told by the higher-ups that we have to treat the Somali kids different than we treat American kids. And again, friends, it shows you that they're not here to assimilate. It means that they're here to conquer, and this is exactly what they're attempting to do. And the only way they can do that is when you shut your mouth. It's not a time for you to shut your mouth, Americans. It's a time for you to open your mouth. But what I just highlighted on the sonsoflibertymedia.com right before the end of the last segment is over 100 senators in the United States and over 100 representatives have sent letters of support to Islamic terror-tied group CARE. So you need to understand who's allowing the doors to be open to the wolves so they can devour the sheep. And I want to say this. It was rightly accredited to Ben Franklin, who said, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour. America, I want to tell you something. You're not made out of this stuff, okay? These colors don't run have meaning. Check it out and understand what that means. Because your forefathers were far from being a bunch of sheep. Let me tell you. Let me put it to you that way. Let's get over to this because I've been talking about it for probably 2 or 3 days now. Harriet Tubman was a woman who understood what only those who have been touched by God understand. I want you to listen to what she had said. Harriet Tubman, they called her the Moses. Okay. I have heard their groans and sighs and seen their tears, and I would give every drop of my blood, she said, in my veins to free them. Keep in mind, Harriet Tubman grew up in slavery, and at one point she just freed herself from it because she'd have nothing to do with it anymore. Now, folks, I got to say, if there's one thing that I love, it's true testimonials of the lives of people who have fallen into the hands of the living God. Luke 24, verse 48. I also enjoy learning of where they came from, how it is the Lord converted them, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, and once they are converted, what it is that the Lord empowered them to do by His grace, Ephesians 2:8. And you want to understand what God can do through His grace to a woman that is sold out to Him? Harriet Tubman is that woman. Now, folks, I got to tell you, I'm the first one to preach out against Hollywood. I'm the first one to preach out against what the media advocates concerning their filth that they spew on the American people. No doubt. I'm the first one to condemn, friends, and not condone that which the federal government is doing through a violation of Article 10 concerning the indoctrination through No Child Left Behind, International Baccalaureate, Common Core, and every other filthy thing that they want to throw down on our kids. By the way, the kids are still trying to figure out why you're allowing that. I'm the first one to condemn it, okay? But every once in a while, something will get through. And I got to tell you, this movie, Harriet Tubman, is just that. They stuck to the script. They stuck to everything that she was, and it was outstanding. The actors, let me just say it this way, because you have to decide for yourselves if you see it, Harriet Tubman. You know, if someone asked me, well, what was your take on it, I would just simply tell them what I thought. The content was A+. Okay? Let me just say it that way. The content was A+. And I'll leave it there. Okay? You decide from there. I was just telling you folks that I enjoy learning of where men that have, you know, generals of God, as we call them, and the best of saints is the worst of sinners. Yes, we know, but I'll tell you what, some of these bad, bad sinners that have become saints, whoa, look what the Lord can do. But when they're converted by the Lord, I like taking notice of what the Lord empowered them to do by His grace, as I just said. It tells us in Colossians 1:29, whereunto I also labor, striving according to His working, which worketh in me mightily. This is Paul. Okay, the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. And one such person, as I've said, in our history, who experienced this was none other than Harriet Tubman. Now, I want you to keep in mind who Harriet Tubman was. Okay, she was born a slave. Her parents named her Arminta Minty Ross. Okay, she changed her name in 1849 when she escaped. They changed their slave names, and once they become free, they're asked, well, what do you want your free name to be? Well, it became Harriet Tubman right then and there. She adopted the name Harriet after her mother, and her last name Tubman after her husband. She was definitely deeply Christian, folks, Acts 11:26. And according to her, it was her Christian faith and her belief that gave her the courage to rescue friends and family over and over again, Jude 1:23. As a matter of fact, it was her Christian beliefs and her faith in Christ that she kept returning back to the plantations to free more and to free more and to free more slaves. Okay. She hazarded her all within a 100-mile journey to go back to get more slaves out. I want you to just think about that. She would have been executed immediately had she been caught. Okay? Again, no question about it. And also notice it took courage. One thing, and I want to take this to the present because I see this more and more all across the country. When we do events, when we do engagements, I'm noticing that it's more and more the women doing what the men should be doing. And I'm giving you a big high five for doing so. The fact of the matter is the men are too busy watching a bunch of full-grown men fighting over a pig ball in tights that they've lost their way and given up their country to the enemy that is within. No doubt about it. But I noticed the women are doing it. And in this case, it's just such a case. Harriet Tubman was that woman that was willing to do what men were unwilling to do. Also keep in mind, courage is a key word here. There's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. They don't fear the face of man. She wasn't worried about the consequence if she was caught. She just wanted to get the slaves liberated. Remember what she said. She said, I've heard their groans, I've heard their sighs, and seen their tears. And she said, I would give every drop of my blood in my veins, she said, this is how she said it, to free them. And she practiced what she preached. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions. And if you ever look at a woman and you want to look at a countenance, folks, as a lioness, I am telling you right here and now, my sister Harriet Tubman was that woman. Oh my goodness. Harriet Tubman was the most famous conductor of the Underground Railroad, and in a decade, she guided over 300 slaves to freedom. Abolitionist William Lloyd Garrison thought that she deserved the nickname Moses, so he called her Moses. She also worked hard to save money to return and save more slaves, and in time, just think about that, friends. She worked to save up money to go back and free more slaves. Shame on those people that stand back and watch a ministry that comes around every day of the week and shows them a basket of fruit of what we've done today, what we did this week, what we did this month, and what we did this year, that we even have to ask for support. Folks, she began to raise support so she could go back and free the slaves. That's exactly what we did as a ministry. It's exactly what we said, that we didn't want to be like those prosperity preachers. We just wanted enough to finish out the objective. And what is that? We are to become fishers of men, and we are called and commanded by God, Luke 19:10, to seek and save that which is lost. Also read Luke 24:47 when you get a moment. It's exactly what she did, friends. That's why we've done 360 public high schools. Because we know that they're being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. We know that the global agenda is to enslave our children, America. And we are not going to stand back and allow that to happen. Are you? Consider supporting sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store or become a son or a daughter of liberty, especially during November and December, keeping us out there. I beg of you. I also wanted to let you know that Harriet Tubman also became a Underground Railroad supporter, and she built up a reputation where she began to grow a base. And isn't it interesting when you think of Scripture in the book of Exodus that the more that the Pharaoh afflicted, I want you to listen to this, friends, because there's a whole lot of life in it. Okay, I'm feeling the life. Thank you, Lord. The more that the children were afflicted by the corrupt king, Pharaoh, The more they were afflicted, the more they grew. I say it in modern terms, friends. Let their cruelty swell our ranks. This is exactly what Harriet Tubman did. And if God did it through Harriet, God can do it through us as well in our time. Let the corrupt, let them grow. And let them swell our ranks, friends, because I'm here to tell you, they are. I'm going to come right back to this.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm looking at a picture of Harriet Tubman right now, and oh my goodness, she wasn't one that you, hey folks, I guarantee you, she wasn't mincing words, and she wasn't playing games. She was heroic. She was spirit-filled, and she did the impossible in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Read Hebrews 2:4 when you get a moment. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. She was very prophetic, by the way. Read 1 Corinthians 12:28, and also read 1 Corinthians 14:1 when you get a moment. She was very prophetic, speaking of Harriet Tubman. Almost done giving you a short bio. During the Civil War, Tubman served as a nurse, a cook, a laundress, a spy, and a scout. And after the Emancipation Proclamation, returned to Auburn, where she lived the rest of her life. She opened her doors to those in need. Okay, keep in mind, we're called to be repairers of the breach. Read Isaiah 61 and 58, not in that order, of course. With donations and the proceeds of her vegetable garden, she was able to support herself and those she helped. She raised money to open up schools for former slaves and gave speeches on women's rights, okay? Her dream was to build a home for the elderly, and in 1908, the Harriet Tubman Home for the Elderly was inaugurated. So praise God for that, right? The Prince of Preachers, now let me do a little bit of a twist on this, okay? But I'm sticking to the same point, I'm just making another point. The Prince of Preachers, like that of Harriet Tubman, understood this, that if you have no wish for others to be saved, then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that. You know, one of the things that I don't understand for the life of me, and I talk about this because I see this in the church with the professors all day long, they throw out, I love you, and they never bring action. It's like what Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Keep in mind, in the scriptures, you can't find the Lord saying that he loved anybody. Friends, and I'm talking about Jesus to his apostles. He only showed them that he loved them. And that's why I always end the show with 1 John 3:18. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and in truth. As a matter of fact, the apostle, you know him as the President of the United States of America, number one, George Washington, he was the guy that his slogan was, deeds, not words. That's right. Don't sit there and tell the lost how much you love them if you're not willing to go out there and seek and save them. The Bible says that if you follow Jesus, Mark 4:19, he'll cause you to become fishers of men. You know those that are following Christ because they are the ones that are fishers of men. If they're not fishing for men, it's because they're not following the Christ. It's that simple, and it's exactly what the Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, is saying here. And it's exactly what any real Christian does, folks. They understand that if they're saved, they want to give what they've got. If they've been saved, friends, from their sins, they want people to be liberated the way that they have been liberated. Freely you have received, freely give. And if you ain't got it to give, then you better get down in repentance before God and draw a circle around that Bible of yours and don't move until he revives everything within that circle. It's that important, okay? And once he does revive it, guess what you're going to want to do? You're going to want to go out there and go fishing for men. Now, when we go on here, friends, to those that have been truly saved from their sins, Matthew 1:21, interesting, I just read the book of Matthew 1, 2, 3, and 4 last night. It's interesting to note that Jesus was brought forth into this world to save his people from their sins. Did you hear what I said? From their sins. Not to get all elongated on this and to belabor this, friends, but I cover this quite a bit. How people look for an excuse to stay in their sin. Well, it's interesting. That's a different gospel, and those are the ones that are using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, because the Bible tells me that Jesus came into the world to save his people from their sins, and it's exactly what he does by a work of the Holy Ghost. Okay? And those that want to truly be saved, they're saved from their sins. All they want to do is to give to the world what it is that they receive from the Lord. And the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Amen. Also read Matthew 10:5-8, Isaiah 58:12, and Luke 4:18. Harriet Tubman, in who I'm highlighting here, friends, who understood only those... She understood what only those who have been touched by God understand. She said, in the scenes of the life of Harriet Tubman, she said, I crossed the line. She broke out from slavery. She said, I was free, but there was no one to welcome me to the land of freedom. She said, I was a stranger in a strange land. That's exactly what Moses said. King David said that, Father, he said, hold not thy commandments from me, Father God. I'm a stranger in the earth. That's right. That's exactly right. He's a sojourner, like that of Abraham, folks. Well, guess what? Those that are born of the Spirit understand exactly what Harriet's saying here. She said, I was a stranger in a strange land. My home, after all, was down in Maryland because my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and my friends were there. But I was free, and they should be free as well. That's right. That's exactly right. You know, when a man releases another man from a prison cell, which, by the way, is unscriptural, and he has been exonerated, and he's been locked up for a year, and you give him a taste of freedom, guess what? He's he's, you know what he's going to do? Because he's now free, he's going to do everything in his power to teach other prisoners what needs to be done to meet Christ on his terms, that they may be liberated as well. And what does common knowledge tell us in the natural, friends? Common knowledge teaches us if you want to be liberated, then you abide by the law, right? Christ fulfilled that, Romans 3:31. The Bible says that Jesus came into the world and he manifested himself to destroy the works of the devil. Not to play with them, not to fraternize with the enemy. I got to throw myself into this lot because 1 Peter 4:13. I want to throw myself into the lot because I'm a partaker and an understander of what Harriet's talking about in my time. It's a different liberation. It's a different enslavement. Concerning the things that we've done as a ministry. But when I throw myself into the lot with those that have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and with those who are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving themselves, I got to go to Jesus and say, wait a second. It tells us in Revelations 1:5, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful minister and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And if I understand that and I truly walk into that, guess what? I'm never going to do anything to offend him again. I also count myself among those who have been set free in the Lord to do what is right. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. And that's to do what? To glorify the Father. Matthew 5:16 tells us, even so, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. How is God glorified? He's glorified by your good works. I don't do the works to get saved. I do the works because I am saved. Okay? I'm saved by grace through faith, and that not of myself. But a man that understands real grace understands that's the empowerment to keep the Lord's commandments better, right? Hebrews 8:10, Hebrews 10:8, Isaiah 40 verse 8. I'm sorry, Psalm 40 verse 8. Isaiah 42:21. Read those, friends. And so it is with those who are born of the Spirit of the living God. They desire to see men set free like that of Harriet Tubman. In Christ, in seeking and saving that which is lost. Matthew 4:19, Luke 19:10. So I say this in ending, my hat is off to my sister Harriet Tubman and others like her, both in the past, the present, and in the future. If you've not taken the time to see, I've never done this before, but by the way, if you've not taken the time to see this, the content was A+. Harriet Tubman, do yourself a favor and go check it out. You want to talk about a woman of God? You want to talk about Christ in action? Here you have it right here. There was another man in the 50s named Vernon John, who preceded Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. was obviously another one of these men that were anointed by God. They were very much prophetic every step of the way. One was a breaker. One was more of an Amos. And then we had more of one that was more like an Isaiah. And that would be Vernon John first in the 50s and then Martin Luther King Jr., which, by the way, Vernon John brought Martin Luther King Jr. on the scene. And for anybody that wants to badmouth Martin Luther King Jr., you might want to do a little homework as to where you got your information from before you begin to badmouth him, because I spent over 3 hours with Andrew Young, the man that was with him every step of the way in the civil rights movement. I was with the DOJ, Roger Wilkin. I spent a couple hours with him. And Samuel Kyle, the guy that was standing right next to Martin Luther King Jr. I spent a couple hours with him. He was standing there when Martin Luther King Jr. was shot down. And, you know, you got to beware of the frauds, like the Al Sharptons. You got to beware of the frauds, like the Jesse Jacksons of the world, friends. I mean, Jesse Jackson's always walked in the shadow of a Martin Luther King Jr., and he could never live up to him. And the same thing with Abernathy, and that's why they were the ones to cut him down, because they were jealous of him. But the point is, friends, Harriet Tubman, if you've not seen it, take the time to go check it out. The content was outstanding. Let me know what your thoughts are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. See ya!
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.